This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Bridget Hart, Langham Research Centre, Ree Nakajima, Chihiro Ono, Jennifer Walsh, Berriam Weston and Hannah Marshall. An astonishing array of amazing musicians. They're all playing at Resonance FM's All-Star Avant Gala, a new music extravaganza on Wednesday the 12th of February at Eclectic Art Lab, Lambeth, as part of our annual fundraiser. Visit fundraiser.resonance.fm for details.
Integral, London's home of the uncategorizable, presents a benefit for Resonance FM at Eclectic Lambeth on Friday the 7th of February. Featuring Bloem de Wild, Eugene Coyne, Swordfish, Peter Paul and Gordon, and the Apathy Band with Bob and Roberta Smith. Visit fundraiser.resonance.fm for details.
I still need what artists need, which is space and time in order to have a generosity toward my own material. Was that terribly romantic? Yes. So I am a child of pop and movies. I had an idea. Art needs to be defined as a set of discursive practices that bring with them the creation of new social subjects. Art really can make a difference. Idea. They go, wait. I would like there to be space and time to do whatever I damn please. Yeah, I want to annoy people. Wait! The failure of all kinds of male practices to incorporate these softer elements. Wait! It's true. They go, wait. What? Wait, the visuality. Wait, the visuality. Looks like, but they're just a look. What a look. They have either depth or humor. Looks like, but it's not. I suffer from overload. Idea. The answer is everything. Idea. What? It's really important to emphasize that for me, conceptual art and feminism both brought the idea of art as an open process of inquiry. Idea. Art needs to be defined. It's true. I am an image. What? An image. What? I was a post-pop artist. Idea. My critique of pop was its paranoid insistence on naivete and disconnection from any kind of conceptual critique. It's not existential angst. Wait! Idea. Wait. They go, wait. Idea. Wait. I'm rushed to be constantly involved in the production, reproduction, installation, and reinstallation of work produced texts, which I have to write in 5 minutes, literally, or, you know, one day.
Thank you. Beckett. 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 I had to do to satisfy my curiosity. Eric Satie. Eric Satie. I had no quest. I didn't expect to. I had no strategy. Eric Satie. Eric Satie. I didn't know what to expect. I mean, especially contemporary art. I woke up to the world of art, to the world of art, the world of art, not just through painting, sculpture, that sort of thing, but also through musicians, kind of a Zoom, that kind of thing. Zoom.
Zoom.
Yeah.
Zoom.
Zoom.
Yeah.
Zoom.
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 Zoom. I had to do to satisfy my curiosity. Leonardo. Michelangelo. They eventually are forgotten. Almost forgotten. Riemann Schneider, you know, the wood sculptor. I woke up when I saw his work. Europe to me was something brand new and exotic. You have to go somewhere else. It's like this cause and reaction. Abstract expressionism came along and produced conceptual art. Inspired people to do, let's say, the opposite. Do the opposite of what you're supposed to do and you will be doing right. Do the opposite, let's say, the opposite. I think that's true with most art. It's like cause and reaction. And even the driest kind of conceptual art has amusement.
Zoom.
Zoom. Yeah.
Zoom.
Zoom. Yeah.
Zoom.
Zoom.
Uh-huh.
I think it just exists in the air, like a playground, a possibility. This is food for thought. Food for the future. Food for thought. Food for the future. Voicing the same words, doing the same things. Voicing the same words, doing the same things. Playground of possibility. Living for the moment. Daily activity. Artistic activity. Conceptual art. It's so abstract, this idea. I think it just exists in the air. Like a playground of possibility.
Our annual fundraiser runs from the 7th to the 16th of February, 2020. Show your support for Resonance FM and Resonance Extra via our online auction. Our many live events, special on-air fundraising programs, or make a one-off donation online. Better still, set up a regular donation and see us through 2020. Visit fundraiser.resonance.fm for details.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And it's our annual fundraiser here at Resonance. And this year we're trying to raise £50,000 to maintain and improve our facilities and to support our 200-odd programme makers. If you like what you hear on Resonance, please support us. Go to fundraiser.resonance.fm, where you will find full details of our live fundraising events and the many items in our online auction. And a personal announcement. If you happen to be in the Leicester area on Sunday, that's this Sunday, the 9th of February 2020, as part of the Leicester Comedy Festival, Sandra Cross and William English present What Did You Eat Today? Three short, absurdist, tragicomic films, sort of loosely associated with a comedy festival. So that's Sunday the 9th of February in Leicester at something called Wigston's House, spelt with a Y, sort of like Wigston's House, 12 Applegate, Leicester, LE15LD, 7:30 to 8:30, free entry.
Project means something that is larger than a specific practice, but it's an ongoing investigation. Just on. Many of the symbolic revolutions of art have been more reproductive than critical. Having a project of reflexive critique, different moments of reflexive critique. A critique is very, very difficult to accomplish. Just on collectors, just trustees, curators, spectacularized, celebritized vision of the artist. Collectors, trustees, curators. Oddly enough, the mechanisms of the production and reproduction of those interests and those fantasies. The social magic of institutions is to constitute anything as a legitimate interest. We'll create a kind of chaos of reflection. Will have to do with my own transgression. Just collectors, just trustees, curators, spectacularized, celebritized vision of the artist, collectors, trustees, curators. Oddly enough, the women's art movement, feminism, and the influence of feminist theory, conceptual art, and pop art all problematize the position of the artist. Closely linked to particular economic regimes, closely linked to spectacularized, celebritized vision of the artist as the free individual, pursuing new forms of freedom and satisfaction. Closely linked to a sort of ideological figure of the neoliberal subject. Collectors, trustees, curators, spectacularized, celebritized vision of the artist. Collectors, trustees, curators. Reflexive critique, different moments of reflexive critique, closely linked to a kind of chaos of reflection, closely linked to a legitimate interest and a specific practice.
Discover the Curtain Up Show Secret Star at Sing Easy London on Wednesday, February the 26th, a fundraiser for Resonance FM. Six disguised celebrities and West End stars sing live that can you identify voice. Join Tim and Nathan on an evening like no other. Test your West End musical detective skills and benefit Resonance FM. Visit fundraiser.resonance.fm for details.
Subversion of the universitification and on as a as artists, we were full of posture, ludicrous in posture, sense of posture. Full of imposture. Ludicrous imposture.
And you can't do anything about this posture.
And you can do nothing.
It gets bigger and bigger.
Grumpy O'Donnellishness seems to me in many ways preferable to the fraudulent democracies. It's connected and is plugged into that system.
And you can't do anything about this, but
certainly grumpy O'Donnellishness.
Art and language.
Art and language and telos.
Mid-60s, there was plenty of mad art around. Plenty of mad art.
Is it possible to be subversive, to think of a great deal of art as being the dream work of the triumph of global capital? Is there a way that we can imagine resisting that co-option? Is it possible to be subversive? Or is it really necessary to be cynical?
Do you know where it belonged? Did it belong in a book? Did it belong in a wall? Was it his? Was it mine?
An identity. It still does not constitute anything like an identity that could be purified. An identity to be subversive, to be cynical.
Was it his? Was it mine? To be cynical. An identity. Was it his? Was it mine? Identity. Subversive. Cynical. Was it his? Was it mine?
This is Orson language.
Was a tactical move. Tactical move. It's often quite an interesting. Get back to an experiment. Is this great kind of world? Judge Morris von Smithson. Their writing was as well as their work. Writing was work. Writing was work. Is this great kind of world?
This is what's a language.
Aesthetics of beauty and contemplation. It's for figure change. It's for motion, ecology, indexing, and the most human of No, it's a moment. This is a serious and moment. I think I lost two words. Okay, get me off the river. That's a fucking time. Pollock, Marshall, of the RSS. Fuck it. Oh, fuck. You've never conceptualized. How to move with the language. Naivety, biology, dematerialization. The training of his tendency to become absurd.
After modernism's nervous breakdown. And how to work with the language. Discursive vividness.
Basically, it's what we do.
Discursive vividness.
This is what a language. If we stop, it would be as if we'd never begun.
Ooh. I think the aim is experience. I think working with ready-made stuff, people back home think you're imitating the West, and the West thinks you're imitating. There's a certain hierarchy which is always built in. Hey, you've copied from the West. Hey, you've picked up. You have been influenced, therefore you're not so good. I think it's a struggle to negotiate. I think you're doing avant-garde art, or you're doing net art, or you're doing some kind of escapism, or blah 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 blah. And you have been influenced. Therefore, you're not so good. This whole business of not having isms, and not how strong are the paradigms, Walter Benjamin art in the age of mass reproduction, how strong are the paradigms, it just doesn't work. How strong are the paradigms? It just doesn't work. I think the in-between thing, I think conceptualism, blah 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 blah. I really don't want to fit into any of these brackets. You want to make something in because you want to make something out. It has to do with making fashion. And making fashion is to make something in. I think the aim is experience. I think it's a struggle to negotiate. I think the in-between thing. I think conceptualism or blah 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 blah. A lot of people brand me as conceptual artist. It just doesn't work.
Thank you.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.